Agenda item 25 will be Chad.
Morning, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I just want to go over a few things regarding the revision of the Wild Turkey Action Plan. First of all, I want to thank Chad Lehman, who was kind of the ringleader of the process of revising this plan and getting us a new action plan in front of you here today, along with other staff that assisted Chad. But so essentially, Mr. Chair, we had shared a couple documents with you. One is titled The Management of Wild Turkeys in South Dakota. This is more of a longer comprehensive overview of turkeys and turkey management here in South Dakota. It's got some, you know, historical background, some hunting background in it, population surveys, the research we've conducted here in South Dakota, some of the public land and private land management opportunities here in the state. Some of the citizen involvement and outreach and the stakeholder process we went through with this plan revision and the challenges and opportunities of turkeys here in South Dakota. And then a much abbreviated action plan is, I guess, where the meat and potatoes of what our desire and intent of managing turkeys and providing hunting opportunities here over the next 5 years within the state would be in that shorter document. The shorter document is the one that we are asking your adoption here today. I'm going to ask Chad Lehman to come on and give you a brief update of what's included in that plan. That larger comprehensive document is one that we feel we have the liberty to make adjustments and update that copy of that document with other information. But the action plan is the one we're seeking your adoption here today, and I'll turn it over to Chad Lehman to speak with you here briefly.
Good morning. Can everyone hear me?
You bet, Chad.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling. Chad Lehman here, Senior Wildlife Biologist for Game, Fish, and Parks. I'm going to provide a brief update on our plan revision for the Wild Turkey Management Plan. And I'll just start with saying that we had a lot of public input during this process. We had an initial stakeholder meeting July 7th, 2020. We provided that Wild Turkey Stakeholder Group updates and new research findings, updates and current management objectives and current management strategies. And then we had a good discussion of ideas among folks to improve those strategies. We went back to the drawing board then and revised the plan some more after that public input. We had a second Wild Turkey Stakeholder Group meeting August 24th, 2020. We discussed the edits to the plan, and then some changes were made, and then we finalized the plan. I'm just going to provide a brief overview of the primary changes that occurred from that dynamic process. Probably the largest change that occurred would have been the pertaining to the prairie harvest strategy. What we do now is we use the 95% upper confidence interval for spring harvest success as a threshold for management pertaining to our fall season. So if that upper confidence interval is below 40% for two consecutive years, that is a trigger for closing the fall turkey season. Previously, if the lower confidence interval was touching or below that 40% threshold for two consecutive years, it would close the fall season. So this allows greater flexibility for managers to have a fall season if they so desire. We also updated the latest National Wild Turkey Federation members and figures. As you're all aware, the Turkey Federation is a big partner in management of turkeys in the state. And in North America, we updated the economic impacts of spring turkey hunting. We updated current research information. That includes vetting our matrix projection models. And we updated our harvest graphs and tables. And then briefly, I'll just talk about the Black Hills unit and their strategies. We have a little bit different management strategy with the Black Hills We're able to provide a surrogate abundance estimate for them. We have a low, moderate, and high abundance estimates based on the mean of harvest from the previous two springs. We also then have three different harvest strategies based on a 30% spring harvest threshold. And the biggest change that occurred there, and it's not a big change, it's when our current abundance estimate is at low and we're at that spring harvest strategy A, instead of allowing for two spring licenses for our residents, we would only allow for one spring license. And also we've provided a more conservative framework for the fall harvest structure there. So for instance, in our current category, we're in that low population of abundance estimate, and we're also in that A harvest strategy. In the previous years, we would allow for an allocation of 300 fall licenses, and now we've changed that now to 200. So we've kind of provided for fewer licenses there across the board as we go across our management of turkeys there. But those are the primary changes, and I'd like to address any questions, if we have any questions at this time.
Thank you, Chad. Questions or comments? All right, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
I move and second. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Chad.